Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year. Now, some of you might be saying that you got it all confused here because the Merry Christmas part already happened. But what if I told you that I'm actually right and you're actually wrong, according to the church calendar? And what if every time you're wrong and I'm right, you owe me $5? I'll explain that Merry Christmas part later. But if you're like most people who attended church for Christmas this year, you may not do it again until Easter. Unless you're Baptist, then it's Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. If your mom plays her cards right, am I right? When I was a kid, folks who didn't attend church regularly relaxed on Sunday mornings and read the Sunday newspaper. Now that I'm a dad, you can just scroll through the news on your phone while you lie in bed. But do you ever wonder what happens at church when you're not there? What do they preach about when it's not a big holiday? And how do they celebrate on ordinary days? Whether you spend your Sundays reading a good newspaper at home or the good news at church, you start with a similar goal in mind. You're looking for information from a reliable source and inspiration in deciding what it all means, all in preparation for facing the world on Monday. The difference is that learning how Jesus spent his ordinary days prepares you to face all of life, not only the afterlife, but the crucial contemporary issues of mercy, injustice, gender, trust, poverty, emotions, liberation, healing, innovation, iniquity, and inequity, all that you face every day. Maybe you're used to hearing those subjects discussed in sermons, and maybe you aren't, but they are front and center in the gospel. There's a story in the Good News of how Jesus spent an ordinary Sabbath. He read to his congregation, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he said, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." So what do churches do on ordinary Sundays? Well, if you're Lutheran, they're probably having a potluck. If you're Catholic, they may be in a period called ordinary time, sharing stories of Jesus's everyday life that don't have a major holiday attached to them, but are filled with insights for our everyday lives. In fact, most Christian churches follow a similar schedule: Methodist liturgies, Baptist Bible studies, Pentecostal Sunday schools, and you can follow along at home too if you have ears to hear how scripture is being fulfilled this day. That's what inspired me to create a podcast, The Ordinary Times, stories for people who only attend church on Christmas and Easter. Here we will explore the parallel narratives of the good news and a good newspaper. Starting Sunday, January 2nd, we'll start a weekly series going through both for a fuller understanding of Christ's world and his understanding of ours.